Morning and welcome to Capital Call, powered by Phillips 66, right here on K1, the one you trust. And we have with us Representative Judd Strom, also Senator Julie Daniels, and I do believe Representative Wendy Stearman will be joining us here in just a moment. First things first, I'm going to be playing average constituent here. These people in Washington are crazy. What are you folks at the state going to do about it? Have you been getting that little call every now and then?
I think we're going to first agree with you and then do the same thing you're doing, is stomp around and say these people are crazy. We should do something about it.
Yeah, the difficulty is that they really aren't crazy. They know exactly what they're doing. Well, we're getting a lot of, first of all, you have constituents who are sometimes confused that the state legislature isn't the federal.
Yeah, of course.
They want me to vote against H.R. 1.
Yeah.
But this year, it's much more a plea. What can you do? Mm-hmm. We passed a resolution opposing H.R. 1. We have the Attorney General right now joining all these other states challenging their attempt to tell us what to do with our financial and tax policy. Mm-hmm. Totally unconstitutional. But the problem is with Washington right now, you're going to have to challenge absolutely everything.
Okay.
And, of course, that takes time. But the thing that is, I think, saddest for me, I got a letter yesterday. I think it's an elderly person. Only because the handwriting reminds me of my grandmother's.
Mm-hmm.
And it was literally handwritten on a little piece of paper saying, please help us. You know, they can see things eroding. They can see the challenges that our Constitution has to stand up to some of this. And they're really, really upset about it and looking to me to give them some sort of comfort. But all we can do is do what we do to the best of our ability and know that Oklahoma is, I think, in darn good hands.
Yeah. Know that our guys are doing right at the federal level,
oh,
too,
yes,
across the board.
And no matter what the criticisms they come under, I believe we're talking here, I'm talking here as a member of the Republican Party,
mm-hmm,
we need to understand that they are solidly on the side of the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you're upset with them for various other things, you need to remember that when push comes to shove, they are all very solid people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We're having a little political discussion, Representative Stearman. Fancy that.
Yeah. That's exciting.
Yeah. Well, how Oklahoma is trying to best insulate itself from some of the things going on in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
Any good conversations you've been privy to lately?
Probably the same, but yeah, I'm happy that at least our bodies are all together in standing,
mm-hmm,
for the Constitution and in protection of Oklahomans.
John, now I understand that Mike Hunter has joined up with 21 other attorneys general in this thing about our COVID money.
Yeah.
Whereby, I understand, if we accept the federal stimulus money as a state, we can't run our own state the way we see fit.
Well, and he has pushed back on that, saying, and our Treasury Secretary and such said that they can, that we can actually run our tax system as we want, as long as that we don't include or use those tax or those stimulus dollars, as long as we don't incorporate those into that. So anything that was going on before that, we're absolutely welcome to use however we want, or tax however we want, or untax however we want, if you want to look at it that way.
This has always been a problem. You know, there are strings to federal money.
Uh-huh.
If you want this federal money, you will do things a certain way. But as the years have gone by, it's what is demanded of you becomes greater and greater until you get to the point of, is this money worth what you're going to give up in autonomy?
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, one of the other issues is the balanced budget. We know that there are going to be bailouts for irresponsible governments, mm-hmm, in other states that run deficits. And so we're kind of like the good child. We're not going to benefit from that money, but we're in such better shape running our own show because of our own balanced budget, mm-hmm, amendment. So yes, you're not going to get as many dollars, but in a way you're in a better position.
Would this be called quid pro Joe? with these strings attached?
It
You'll
is.
Get not get a comment from me.
Okay.
Well, you can look back as we talk about that, these dollars being tied to things. We've had a lot of discussions since this has come up. You know, if you look back to, like, the seatbelt laws,
uh-huh,
Oklahoma probably would never have voted for seatbelt laws when it came about,
mm-hmm,
in the, 80s, somewhere there. But the fact that we did has led to billions of highway dollars. You know, that was the strings that were tied to it, that we can see the benefit of having done that mm-hmm. then, is that we actually have benefited from better highways and better infrastructure system because we got those federal dollars in.
That's good.
So
another part of that issue is that we've started to require in different ways that agencies tell us in their budget, what federal money are you getting and do we have to match it? Because sometimes you get into a situation where this federal money comes and then later you either have to match it or you have to start absorbing part of that cost. So we need to know, is that money worth it?
Mm-hmm.
Now, seat belts and billions in highway dollars, I could easily say that mm-hmm. that was worthwhile. But there mm-hmm. are other places where the agency wants to grow something, so the federal money is there and they have to match it. But you need to think about, would that match have been better spent someplace mm-hmm. else?
Gotcha.
We're starting to try and shine a light on the federal programs that they go for and whether or not they've required legislative approval.
Very good. Wendy, you've probably had a busy week just like everyone else. What have you been up to in Oklahoma City and about?
Well, it has been a break of a week after last week, but we did all get to participate in the Oklahoma Youth Expo, and that was a lot
show?
Of fun.
What did you show?
A sheep with a young woman from Caney Valley.
Uh-huh.
She was great. I think uh-huh. ours was the most beautiful sheep. I'm not sure why we weren't in the top five.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nothing on my goat.
Well,
had a gorgeous goat.
And our goats had to compete with the speaker. Surprise! The speaker's goat made it into the top five.
The senator and I showed against each other. But if you don't think that a stock show, if that wasn't all about politics, I mean... Blake Sanders had just a class A goat, and I got to show it, and he taught me how, and we got out there, and boy, we posted it up, and we set it up, and we were couldn't even get an eye from the judge. And I saw the senator go by with her goat, and I think I even said, "Senator, that's a nice goat." Well, couldn't even get an eye. They start pulling people out. You know, you get your top five, and they bring them back into the ring. There goes the Speaker of the House. Number two is the chairman of the agriculture mm-hmm. committee. You know, number three is an old FFA teacher that had been there, you know, an ag teacher for years. And I told Blake, I said, this is all politics.
Mm-hmm. Well, the young lady I showed with, I asked her, so what do you do when you're not looking after your goats and doing well in school? And she said, oh, I have my own business.
Oh, my.
It's a freshman in high school. Yeah. And she's a baker. And she has, I'll give her a little free advertising, Courtney's Cakery on Facebook.
All right.
The fabulous.
Photos are, and I said, where do you find that time? But of course, these FFA kids, they learn how to manage their time. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like people who do competitive swimming,
mm-hmm.
Like the Splash Club people. They are very well organized because their day is full. But I was very impressed with her discipline and, mm-hmm. yeah. So mm-hmm.
I agree that the Kennedy from Caney Valley was... She was only in eighth grade, and I was blown away when she told me that, because her command of the situation, the knowledge that she shared with me, and I had Gabriel, my 12-year-old, with me, we learned so much. I thought she was at least a junior. So she was just very mature and very knowledgeable.
It does your heart good to be with these young people who, you know, they have it all together,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
They've already kind of figured it out, and... Mm-hmm. They're going to do well because of it, and FFA has a lot to do with that.
We're redrawing the maps. Anything on that front, Wendy?
I met with the people who do that, and they've come up with their
meetings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with their temporary solution. But I don't know that it really. I mean, until you get everybody all together and you start really drawing the lines. I mean, they're just looking for suggestions. I know we had some suggestions from the local election board on, you know, just trying to make the precincts and managing the precincts easier. And so she was asking me how we could redraw the maps to help with that. And so I certainly, I relayed that information to the redistricting folks.
Mm-hmm.
And the Senate chairman, Senator Paxton, said to us in caucus, got up to give his report, and he said, and to the three of you out of the 48 who are happy, thank you, thank you, thank you. Because you make one change here, mm-hmm. he told me, make one change here, and this isn't a done deal. This is just in looking at having to capture population mm-hmm. in different places. Make one change here, it made a change 120 miles away.
Oh, I believe that.
So when he said three people were happy, I'm not surprised it's such a small number at mm-hmm. this stage.
No.
Okay. I can tell you, if there are people, you know, we talk about it, okaysenate.gov and okayhouse.gov, you can get on and find is it Dave's map?
Dave's map. Mm-hmm.
app. It is so much easier, and I learned this after a while. If you're going to work on this, if you're going to put one together, to start at the outside corners, at the big districts, and then work your way in. Because everyone wants to start with their own district, right there in the middle or off to the side, and build out. Well, you can put together a pretty good mess when you get out of there. I've started several that have just, they're still sitting there, they're not going anywhere.
Because we can't capture land in Kansas.
No, we can't. No, we can't.
That's a good etch-a-sketch if you can pull that one off.
Yeah.
I do want to bring up something unrelated that I forgot to talk about last week. Several years ago, during one of the budget shortfalls, which just means we want to spend more money than we have, there's not really a shortfall, we imposed an excise tax on vehicle sales. In other words, they had been exempt from sales tax because we taxed them in a different way. We removed part of the exemption, which meant it wasn't a tax increase, so we didn't have to have a three-quarters vote. We removed an exemption. But obviously, it made vehicle sales more expensive. And we had said it was temporary, and all of us who were serving then knew it was temporary. Every year, I have introduced the bill to remove that extra tax. They wouldn't hear it, they wouldn't hear it, they wouldn't hear it. Senator David doing the same. Well, this year, it wasn't heard, but out of appropriations came a bill to remove it. And we all voted for it in the Senate. Senator David presented it. It was like we finally got through to the people putting together the budget. This was supposed to be temporary. We've got to get rid of it and go back to making these vehicle sales less expensive. So I hope the House will do the same. But it's interesting the way it came about, not as a bill, but it came literally from the appropriations chairman
himself. I'm for it. I ran the bill 2 years in a row trying to get rid of it and get that cut, and they said just quit, just give up. We can't do that.
But,
we're not in this.
But we were persistent.
Yeah,
they
we
heard
were persistent,
us.
And so I'm glad to see it come. I'll
Wendy, you need to be a
it.
Yes vote on this, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Budget, Judd, where are you?
Well, man. It's kind of like the redistricting. Where do you start? What edges do you start from? Where do you start working on? Who needs what? What can we cut out? No, we're sitting in a good place. We had a lot of CARES Act fund, you know, come in, and it's interesting now that you actually see the bills, the wording coming out of A and B when we get to the end as far as what's being important. We've actually started sitting down at the round table and putting together our asks and our wants. I worked with all of my agencies. I worked with Senator Haste in the Senate to try to get our numbers as close as possible. And it's amazing when you go back and forth. The first time I went to his office, we were on general government. Our numbers were, I don't know, somewhere about $70,000 apart on our agency. And the last time we went in, we worked, we took notes, and we visited. Last time we went in, we were about $2,100 apart. And when you're working on a $200 million budget, you just want to say, that's fine. That's close.
Roll with it, baby.
But we sat in there and hacked away, and of course I think he's about as thick-headed as I am, so I'd throw out an idea and he'd kind of well, you know, and so then he'd throw out an idea and I'd say, well, you know, and so we'd go back and forth. But we are getting closer, and so that's good, and we're not far away from starting to actually put together the whole general appropriations budget, and then we have to match up with the governor, and there's no telling where that's going to go.
Yeah, and we were told that this year the House and the Senate budget negotiators are closer than in the past. Mm-hmm. Like here we are in March, and they're already singing from the same song sheet. And now the governor's staff will come back in, I think, this next week and start participating again. So, you know, perhaps it will go smoother than it has in the past. I know I was telling Representative Strom, I found a bill assigned to Judiciary just yesterday that calls for a judicial pay raise. That was a total surprise to me since they got one last year. So I need to dig into that and see where that came from. Just
probably
because
a judge.
Sometimes things just pop up and you weren't expecting them because been there, done that last year. Yeah. So there's always something.
Mm-hmm. Wendy, what's on your radar this week?
I am excited to get into the budgets, the whole, you know, all of that, because I have not gone through that yet, and I'm interested to see how that comes together. My AMB committee that I've been assigned to has yet to meet this session, so just because of ICE and such. The
Which
schedule,
one is that?
Select agencies.
Okay.
So anyway, I'm looking forward to learning
let,
more
let
about.
Them know it's thawed. It's gone.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it was back in February that we were scheduled to meet.
Is select agencies those non-appropriated ones?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they changed the name. That's
an interesting area to get into because it's a lot of little tiny agencies and they don't get a direct appropriation. But if you're on their budget committee, you really learn about why they exist and what they do, and there's a whole slew of them.
Wendy, I think you're getting to get the full-scale education on this one.
I selected it, so I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, my. Yeah. What else is coming up? You got anything that you're kind of holding back here a little bit? Usually you have about one card, and I can always kind of count on you for that.
No,
it's things like the Pharmacy Board and the Construction Industries Board and all these things that do play a role in government, but you forget about it until you look at, then you realize there's quite a few of them.
Pay for themselves.
There are.
Which is great.
And I am on the Rules Committee, the Administrative Rules, and so that is actually what my weekend looks like, is we've been assigned the rules from those various smaller agencies, and so we are all, everyone on that committee is reading this weekend.
Oh, my goodness.
We're going to. I'm going to ask that question next week. Where's my stack of rules?
Well, you know what? I violated a rule here, guys. I got carried away. Uh-oh. We are out of time.
Are we going over Earl?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Hello, Earl.
Thank you all for being with us here on Capital Call, powered by Phillips 66.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid